Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome two professors from the University of Houston, Paul Gregory, now at the Hoover Institution, and Ramanan Krishnamurti of the University of Houston Petroleum Engineering and Chemical Engineering Department. These two gentlemen are going to help me understand threats routinely now being made by the Kremlin during Ukraine conflict. The most immediate threats is to throttle back or even shut down the Nord Stream 1 natural gas pipeline into Europe. The panic is real. I've talked to Berlin. I talked to London. I certainly observe, even from the point of view of Milan, there is not enough energy for the winter, or maybe for 2 or 3 winters, unless and until the Ukraine conflict is resolved and Europe is able to find alternative sources of energy for the natural gas they've depended upon from Russia these many years. Paul, I begin with you, because the question is 55 billion cubic meters of gas that were flowing per year the 2 years before the conflict are now cut back considerably, with the explanation from Moscow that they're undergoing maintenance. Do we take that statement seriously, Paul, or is this part of the threat? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening, John. My answer is that it is part of a threat. It's a credible threat, because the pipeline deliveries through Nord Stream 1, which is the main operational pipeline from Russia into Europe, has gone down from near capacity, which is around 62 billion cubic meters per year. It's gone down now first to 40 after the first stoppage for maintenance. Now it's down to 20. And I believe today or tomorrow or very shortly, there's going to be another 3-day shutdown. The biggest threat that Putin has waived is a complete shutdown. And this threat is being taken too seriously from my perspective. And this is one of the things Ramanan will perhaps talk about, because I know from my petroleum engineering father's background that you don't simply turn the valve on and off for a pipeline. There is some encouraging news, John, contrary to your news out of Berlin. I think today Europe reached something like 80% of storage capacity, or somewhere in that range, which shows they're making good progress in filling up these storage facilities. And I would like to see a breakdown between the gas that's coming out of Azerbaijan, Algeria, and the gas that's coming out of Scandinavia. So I think perhaps this fear is exaggerated, and in particular, the fear of a complete shutdown.
And Paul, one more detail. Europe is searching, as you indicate, for other sources. And right now, Qatar is cooperating, Azerbaijan is cooperating, parts of Africa are being contacted by Italy. We've done all this reporting, but I don't believe at this point, in your opinion, it's going to be enough soon enough for the winter months coming on. Is that correct, Paul?
I think there are two issues to be addressed. One is how to survive this coming winter. That is a legitimate concern. However, once that has been survived, and there's no reason for it not to survive, perhaps at some economic cost, that gives Europe enough time to find these alternate sources. And the fact that European storage capacity is doing is filling up much faster than we had hoped, I think that's an important sign. What we need to keep in mind is the fact that Putin has played a card that may come back to haunt him, which is the loss of reputation as a reliable supplier. So I don't think Putin can restore that reputation. And that means that in the long run, Europe will find another choice.
We turn to our colleague Ramanan Krishnamurti of the University of Houston to understand how a gas pipeline works. It's quite distinct, I learned from the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, quite distinct from how an oil pipeline works. I've observed both at Baku. South of there is the beginning of the Southern Gas Pipeline. And what I was witness to several times is an enormous mission control room, lots of engineering attention, miles and miles of pipelines and generators, and grave concern, lots of security. It resembled a launch to the moon, but that is what we're talking about, Nord Stream 1. So, Professor Krishnamurti, thank you very much. I learned from you that a Gazprom pipeline, the Nord Stream 1, is not something where you go to a light switch and turn it off and turn it back on again. It requires grave attention. Where are the weaknesses in this apparent threat to shut down? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on this, and I really appreciate the opportunity to co-author this piece to work with Paul and really shed some light on where the engineering challenges are. Gas pipelines are complex engineering networks. You said that beautifully. They don't run quite similarly to how gasoline or crude oil pipelines work. They work completely differently. They are pressurized pipelines between 200 and 1500 PSI. So you need pretty complex equipment to pressurize that gas and then flow it through the system. As it turns out, you mentioned that there are complex control rooms that sort of monitor and maintain the integrity of these pipelines. These pipelines operate best when they are operating with almost full capacity. The pumps that are required, the compressors that are required, are complex engineering challenges. They also are places from which you can get significant leaks if they are not handled appropriately. And natural gas is, in its pristine form, colorless, odorless gas. So it's hard to sort of track where it is and where it might start to leak. And so these compressors, the operation of these compressors, the metering, the valve control, these are all places that must operate at or close to capacity for them to operate best as engineering systems. When you suddenly shut those down, the challenge is when you get a hard freeze, cold winter, and you shut these down, it is extremely hard to get them back up and operate at capacity.
I learned from you that there are two distinct mysteries we must solve here to understand. One is, as you've addressed, the pipeline themselves and the maintenance. But before that is what you call the reservoir. What is a shut-in well, Professor?
Well, the gas comes out of deep geological formations that are many thousands of feet under our surface. They are trapped in rocks. Just like crude oil, the gas is trapped. And so you have to have a complex operation of drilling a well, then getting it to be functional, and then be able to pump that gas out of the subsurface. So when you have to shut in a well, it isn't like you have a pool of gas or oil that you can go in there and then just essentially put a straw in and suck it out. These are much more complex than that. And typically, you've got water and formations right below the oil and gas that is maintaining the pressure. And as you pull the gas out, effectively the pressure in that reservoir starts to go down and the water starts to get sucked up into that formation. And if you don't, so when you decide that you want to throttle back production from these reservoirs, you essentially go in there and systematically shut in the well, where you maintain the pressure of the well so that this water doesn't come back up that formation and start to flood your oil and gas reservoir. If it is not done right, and this is where large service companies such as the Schlumbergers, the Halliburtons, the Baker Hugheses, multinational companies that have developed expertise. They know how to handle these wells, where they shut it in, they ensure that the pressure is going to be preserved, that there isn't flowback from the aquifers and the water formations around these wells, and preserve that integrity of the well. That's what happens during a well-organized shut-in. When you don't have these large-scale service providers, you don't get to do this effectively.
A detail about this. The Russians are right now sending through a reduced flow through Nord Stream 1. You reference in your essay that it's possible they could be diverting the gas to their own storage facilities. Is that adequate? Do they have storage facilities to take up the difference?
Well, normally they do have adequate storage. Now those storage facilities are filled up. They have no more spare capacity to store any additional gas that is coming out of the subsurface.
Therefore, what we have here is you either move the gas through the well, or you maintain from the shut-in well, you maintain that well, to the control room, to the pipeline, to Nord Stream 1, you maintain that well, as you're not using it at capacity. And we're going to turn to what is to be done. What, when we come back, is it credible that the Russians could turn off Nord Stream 1? Is that a credible threat? I'm speaking with Ramanan Krishnamurti, a professor at the University of Houston, the Petroleum and Chemical Engineering Department, and Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, also emeritus of the University of Houston. We're talking about a threat to Europe in a Ukraine conflict. This is a energy weapon that's being used by Russia effectively to intimidate Europe in the immediate future. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.